What's going on in the Atlanta real estate market? What's going on with home values? Where are the best schools? Cleve has all the answers for you. Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Now, here's Cleve Gaddis.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another week's edition of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. My name is Cleve Gaddis, and I'm joined here in the studio by my man, Alfie.
Hey, what's going on, Cleve?
Alfred Romero. Woo. Alfred, 138 shows together, my man.
Man.
138 shows
Can't
together.
Can't believe it. It seems like it was just yesterday, Cleve.
It does. It'll be 3 years in a couple of months that we've been doing these shows together.
Hard to believe.
3 years. If you need to reach me or Alfie, or me and Alfie during the show, 770-497-0000 is the number to call, or you can reach us online at GoGaddis, GoGaddis.com. The purpose of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show is to educate, empower, and engage with our listeners. We want to educate you by providing as much information as possible about what's happening in the local real estate markets throughout the state and also nationally. We also want to empower you as our listener. We want to give you the power that comes from knowledge. Whatever decisions you need to make regarding real estate, we want you to be the best educated person in a real estate transaction. And then we want to engage with you. We hope our listeners will like what they hear so much that they'll choose to hire our firm, which is Gaddis Partners REMAX Center. My family has been in the real estate business for 30 years. We live, eat, breathe, and sleep real estate. And we hope you would choose to hire us to help you buy, sell, or invest in real estate anywhere in Metro Atlanta. So in addition to being the host of this show, I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker with a team full of agents helping buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords make the best decisions possible all over Metro Atlanta. And again, my family's been doing it for 30 years. One more time, if you need to reach us, 770-497-0000 is the number to call. Got a busy, busy show for you today. We're going to first hit the change in the debt-to-income ratios and talk about how liens and judgments have also changed on credit reports recently, how they show up on credit reports. So if you're worried about getting your credit score up just a little bit, stay tuned. We'll talk to you about that. Marianne and Swanee wrote in with a question. She's terminated a listing agreement with agents she doesn't like and wants to know how the protection period works. We'll explain that to her during the second segment of the show. We've got Dave Musser, a tax specialist with Nichols, Cawley & Associates here in Metro Atlanta, is going to help us answer a listener question from two sons whose mom inherited a home from their dad who died earlier this year. They plan to sell the home, but now they're going to rent the home, and they want to know what tax ramifications she will have if she keeps it for a year or two or three and sells it. So we're going to have a tax expert, Dave Musser, Nichols, Cawley & Associates, will be on with us. Then we've got a gentleman from Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland Rocks. I love that song, especially since my first name is Cleveland.
There you go.
But a guy named Dave Best from EXP Realty in Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan. It's a new real estate concept. It's sort of starting a virtual real estate brokerage in those states, and he's going to be a guest guest on the show to talk to us about how that is working in Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan. So Dave Best during the third segment of the show. In the fourth segment of the show, in our Lowdown on the Hood segment, we're featuring Northcrest in Doraville. So if you live in Brookhaven, or you live in Lilburn, or you live in Norcross, or any of those areas around Doraville, you want to stay tuned, because what's happening in Northcrest in Doraville might mirror what's happening in your neighborhood. And then we've got a question from Kelvin and Amy in Buford, who did a walkthrough on the home they were looking to purchase, and the home was filthy, and the seller removed the TV mounting brackets, and they want them back, so they want some advice on what exactly they are supposed to do. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160 WCFO, Atlanta's talk of the town, and we're going to move into some listener questions. But first, I want to give you a couple of quick changes. Alfie, as you remember, we talked about we've been talking about it for 6 or 8 weeks now. The debt-to-income ratios have changed with Fannie Mae effective July the 29th. In the past, you could spend up to 45% of your total monthly income on debt expenses on a monthly basis. Now you can spend up to 50%. percent for a household who has a family income of $5,000 per month or $60,000 per year. That would increase their monthly debt payment limit from $2,250 per month to $2,500 per month, which would give them about an additional $50,000 in buying power with today's mortgage rates. Also, effective July the 1st, the government has cracked down on Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax, and they have told them that they can no longer include tax liens and judgments on your credit report, Alfie, for a tax lien or a judgment that does not include your name, your address, your Social Security number, and your birth date. And I think I have some statistics on that, but listen to this, Alfie. 50% of the tax liens out there do not include that information.
Really?
And 94 or 96% of the judgments out there do not include that information. So the majority of these 12 or 14 million records that are included on credit report files will be going away either in the month of July or sometime very soon. They say that for the average consumer, that might make somewhere between 20 and 40 points difference in their credit score. So if you've been just under the mark from where you needed to be to get the best rates or to get a mortgage in the last, sometime in the last 6 months or a year, you might want to try it again. If you can get over 600, you can get a mortgage at 620. You can get some gift funds for down payments at, 660 and 680 and 700. You save money on interest rates. Your private mortgage insurance costs less. And then if you can get up to 740, then you're entitled to the best interest rates and the lowest fees and the best rates on private mortgage insurance. So it makes a difference sometimes.
Huge
even
difference.
Only 20 points, right. Alfie, can make a huge, huge difference. Marianne in Suwannee writes in with a question. I terminated a listing agreement with agents I didn't like. I don't know why she wanted to share that with us. I guess she just did. How does the protection period work? And a protection period is outlined in a listing agreement with a listing broker. And it says that for X number of days after the listing expires or is terminated by mutual agreement, that anyone who saw the home during the term it was listed due to the efforts of the listing broker, if they came back to buy the house, that you would actually have to use that broker in order to sell the house.
Hmm.
Now, it also says if they made offers or something like that. But if you have, Marianne, again, this is Marianne in Suwannee, if you have a new agreement with a new exclusive listing broker to sell your home, then anybody who saw the home under the term of the original agreement, provided you had a mutual termination of that agreement, they wouldn't be covered by that agreement.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if you and the listing broker, Marianne, decided you were going to terminate and you mutually agreed, and then you listed with someone else, another through an exclusive right to sell listing agreement here in the state of Georgia,
gotcha,
then you would not owe a commission back to the original listing broker.
Interesting.
I don't want, and Marianne, I would encourage you to call, but to be honest with you, it's not my job to interfere with your listing agreement with someone else. Hopefully that has been good enough information. Just want to remind you that if you have a property out there that you want to manage, we also provide landlord services. We own a company called Sure Realty, Inc., and we manage 65, 68 properties for people throughout Metro Atlanta. We really only manage for people who are interested in collecting the most rent they possibly can and having their home returned to them in the best possible condition. And if you're interested in talking to us about our management services, 770-497-0000 is the number to call. Also, if you're looking to sell your home anytime in the next 90 days, we think you need what's called a customized maximum value plan.
Yes.
Alfie, the only place you can get one of those in the world is from Gaddis Partners RE/MAX Center and
so
through the
nowhere
Carl
else.
Cleave Atlanta Real Estate Show. Nobody else has ever even thought of it.
Wow.
And it's designed, Alfie, to help you figure out how to squeeze every dime out of the sale of your home. We believe the average home seller leaves about $16,000 on the table, but I'll tell you, a lot of times when people call for these customized maximum value plans, they don't wind up selling their home for $16,000 more. Sometimes it's $25,000, $35,000, and we even have an example in Horseshoe Bend where it was about $47,000 more than this person thought the home was worth. So
yeah,
if you're interested, normally one of these customized maximum value plans is $799, but for the first five people to call 770-497-0000, you can get a customized maximum value plan for free.
Which is the reason why my wife and myself are working with you right now currently, Cleve.
Exactly. In fact, I'm going to be giving you a customized maximum value plan on your home in the next week.
Yes, we're very excited about that.
I'm excited as well.
My wife was here earlier discussing stuff with you guys before I got here in the studio, so we're We're looking forward to working with you, Cleve. And like I said, look, this is actually kind of a cool thing because we can kind of talk about this during the show. And
we
the
sure
progress,
can. And you buy in your new house. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it.
So we're very excited about it. Very
I
excited.
Love it. Well, if you want to call to get a customized maximum value plan, 770-497-0000 is the number to call. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about tax implications of inherited property with Dave Musser of Nichols, Cawley & Associates. Stick with us because we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. Alfie, I couldn't wait forever back in.
It's all right. It's a great song, Hurricane.
The problem with any of his songs is I have no idea what he's saying.
Right.
Bob Dylan, I have no idea what he's saying. Which means there could be hope for me to be a very famous singer someday. Because if he can be famous, anybody can be famous.
No one can understand what he says half the time.
Nobody can understand.
You just make up the lyrics.
Well, again, welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160 Atlanta's Talk of the Town, WCFO. My name is Cleve Gaddis. I am your radio show host. I'm joined in the studio by my man, Alfie.
Hey, I'm
If you need to reach us, the number to call is 770-497-0000. This segment of the show is brought to you by John Birchfield and Brand Mortgage. John makes it his mission to guide each home buyer step-by-step through the entire loan process so they are educated and confident in the mortgage options available and can make the best decisions along the way. He is our preferred mortgage provider as well as a premier sponsor of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show, and he can be reached by calling 678-226-7887. Again, 678-226-7887. Alfie, you'll only have to wait one more week to have John on as a guest on the show. He will be on next week's show, and we're going to be talking about all kinds of good, important information regarding mortgages. Mortgage rates are still great.
Yeah, my prayers have been answered.
And you're getting ready to buy a house, so you're going to be taking advantage of those low mortgage rates.
Looking forward to it, Cleve.
We've got with us on the line a very special guest, Dave Musser of Nichols, Cawley & Associates. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you, Cleve.
So you are a CPA, but you're also a taxation expert. Am I describing that correctly?
I work in the tax field. If you want to call me an expert, I'll take that.
Well, I'm going to call you an expert because Nichols, Cawley & Associates is actually my personal accounting firm. I don't own the accounting firm. They do my tax work. That sounded like I owned an accounting firm, too. But you do my tax work, and any time I have sort of a high-level tax question, you are the one I go to, and I knew we were going to have a question from Dave and Steve and Alpharetta. So if you're okay, I just want to set up the scenario and let you and I talk through it. It's a particular situation where their father passed away early in 2017. The mom inherited the property. Now, I think it actually went into a trust that was set up by the father before he passed away. And I think, just so you know, Dave, the property was 100% titled in the father's name, so it passes to the mother. The mother planned to sell it. She moved into not a nursing home, but a 55 and older type community where she retirement community. Thank you. And they were planning to sell the house. We didn't get as much traction with the market, or they didn't get as much traction with the market as they had hoped. So now they plan to rent it and sell it either, you know, in the next 1, 2, maybe, or 3 years. So they wanted to know what the tax ramifications are, what they need to be prepared for from a tax standpoint when they sell the property.
Well, right. And it's important that you mention that it was titled 100% in his name. So there should be a 100% step up in basis of the property the date of death, which is good.
So
that she's renting it.
For those who are listening, Dave, and I am so sorry to interrupt you. For those who are listening, let's just say as an example that the husband and the wife together, and I'm just using them together because they've lived in it the whole time together, but let's say they bought it in 1985. And they paid $200,000 for it. And let's say today the property is worth $400,000. So explain to the listeners what you mean by a stepped-up basis.
So what happens, you know, your cost is not $200,000. It is now the $400,000, which is the value at the date of death.
Interesting.
So when you go to sell that property, that is your cost basis for determining gain or loss.
So, let me ask you, Cleve, yeah. Would it matter, like, for instance, the home, is it paid off, or are they still making payments on the home?
Well,
is still a mortgage?
In this particular case, it's paid off, but that wouldn't make any difference.
That doesn't make any matter?
No.
Okay.
So if it, well, now that it goes to the wife, it goes to her to basis of $400,000. So if she sold it for $100,000, then she would only have to pay taxes or have tax consequences on the $100,000, not the other $200,000 from $200,000 purchase price to $400,000 value today.
Yeah, my dad kind of went through this. When he sold our house in California, he was told that it would be taxed unless he invested it back into real estate, which he did to buy, you know, put some of the money down on the homes of myself and my sisters, so that way, you know, they wouldn't be taxed or money taken out of it. It's,
now, that was different.
And,
so
and that's a 1031 exchange,
okay,
which can happen here. But since they're going to rent the property out, there's some things you need to consider. You know that you can exclude up to $250,000 or $500,000 gain on the sale of a principal residence as long as you lived in it for 2 out of the last 5 years.
And so it certainly was her principal residence, even though she didn't own it. So if she lived there 2 of the last 5 years, then ultimately she would need to sell it, what, within 3 years? Is that right?
Correct. Correct. And the fact that it's in a trust, the IRS has ruled that that does not taint that rule.
Ooh.
You know, if it's, since it's sitting in a trust instead of going directly to her, that gain exclusion is not tainted. So it's still available if they sell it within the three-year window.
Oh, interesting. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160, WCFO Atlanta's Talk of the Town. My name is Cleve Gaddis. I'm joined in the studio by my man Alfie. And we've got Dave Musser on the phone with Nichols, Cawley & Associates. He can be reached by calling 404-214-1301. Again, Dave Musser, Nichols, Cawley & Associates, 404-214-1301. Or you can visit him online at nicholscawley.com, NICHOLSCAULEY.com. So we're talking about a mother who inherited property from a father. Her two sons are trying to make sure they thought they were going to sell the property. Now they've decided they're going to keep it and rent it. And we're talking to Dave Musser about the tax ramifications of doing that. Now, she's going to have some income, or hopefully she'll have some income on the rental property. How does that work? How does the taxes work when you have income from a rental property?
Well, obviously, it'll be passive income or a passive loss.
Okay.
Income is taxed at ordinary rates. Passive loss may or may not be deductible depending on certain limitations and rules and whatnot. You can depreciate the property, which reduces the cost basis of it when you go to sell it. And that affects the gain because that portion of the gain becomes subject to a different tax rate other than the capital gains. And it is not excludable under that $250,000 exclusion rule I mentioned.
And you said you can depreciate it, but I think the correct way, I think you actually have to depreciate it. Is that correct or no?
You can elect not to.
You can.
I mean, there's a lot of subtle rules. But then when you go to sell it, the gain is calculated on depreciation that is allowed or allowable. So in 99 times out of 100, you're going to depreciate.
So that's interesting. If you choose not to take depreciation, they tax you as if you did. Now, is that what you said? It sounds.
That's what the rules.
I'm translating
said.
It to English.
It's allowed
that's
or
okay.
allowable.
Okay. So in her case, I think she's going to be renting the property for about, let's call it $35,000 a year. I think they have determined that there would be about $20,000 a year in income, but the improved value of this property is probably about $400,000. Forgive me for just doing rough math, but that's between like $13,000 and $14,000 worth of depreciation every year. So if they have $20,000 in income, they're going to depreciate that income by the $13,000 or $14,000 and only wind up owing some tax on, you know, whatever that difference is, maybe $7,000 or $8,000.
Correct.
Wow. And let's say that they never did sell the property and they decided to leave it in the estate and just keep running it and renting it for years and years and years. I mean, they could do that, right?
Yeah, they could. I mean, she would lose that 2 out of 5 years, but, you know, the tax benefits may outweigh that anyway, going forward on a time value.
So if you just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I'm Cleve Gaddis, host of the show. I'm joined on the line by Dave Musser of Nichols, Cawley & Associates. He's a tax expert. He happens to be my CPA. He can be reached by calling 404-214-1301, 404-214-1301, or by visiting NicholsCawley.com, NICHOLSCAULEY.com. Just to summarize, for Dave and Steve and Alpharetta, as long as their mom sells the home that she intended to sell now within the next 3 years, number one, it passed from their father to their mother at a stepped-up basis, meaning at its current value, and number two, if she sells it after living there two of the last 5 years, she can actually have up to $250,000 in capital gains on that property, which would be excluded from taxation. Alfie and I need to take a quick break. Dave, thank you very much for being a guest. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got another Dave Best from eXp Realty in Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan. Stick with us. We're going to talk about real estate in the virtual world. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160 WCFO, Atlanta's talk of the town. My name is Cleve Gaddis. In addition to being your host, I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker right here in Metro Atlanta. My family's been in the real estate business for 30 years, Gaddis Partners RE/MAX Center. And we live, eat, breathe, and sleep real estate, and we'd love nothing more than to help you with your next purchase or investment or real estate sale. We can be reached by calling 770-497-0000. Alfie, I don't know if you've noticed, but I had a little bit tongue-tied
it's all right.
On this particular show. Hey, what did you think of Dave Musser, the guest in the last segment?
He was amazing.
Interesting.
As Bob Dylan would say, he was good,
As Bob Dylan would say, and you have no idea what the heck he's saying, right?
Yeah.
This segment of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show is brought to you by the law firm of O'Kelly & Sorahan. They're a full-service law firm with 19 offices throughout Metro Atlanta. They specialize in residential real estate closings, including home purchases, refinance closings, corporate relocation, and real estate contract review and title insurance matters. They can be reached by calling 770-497-1880. One more time, 770-497-1880. Now, on to a very special guest, Alfie. We've got a good friend of mine from Cleveland, Ohio, Dave Best with eXp Realty in Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan. That's welcome, right, Dave.
Sir, hello. How are you?
I am great. For those who are listening, they're probably thinking, why in the world would a RE/MAX broker in Georgia have an eXp broker from Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan on the line with him? Number one, Dave and I work together in various real estate capacities and have done that for the last 6 or 7 months now. But eXp Realty is a brand new and an unusual concept in real estate. So I'd love to start out and just ask you a few questions, Dave, if you're ready for that.
It is, but can I make a comment first, Cleve?
You absolutely can.
Besides your brilliance, Alfie, your music every week, I got to tell you, I just absolutely love it.
Thank you very much. It comes from the world. You know, I was a DJ first starting out in music, and, you know, I love music.
And let's be honest, I'm the one who picked out the music for this week.
That's
Alfie.
True.
But next week, by the way. Yes. I've already picked it out in advance. But normally, Alfie does it.
Yes, but
normally
sometimes it's a joint venture.
It is. It's always a joint venture.
And sometimes I'll say a band, and he'll go, no, because I've never heard of him.
Yes. Well, I will tell you, my timing in the second segment of the show was awful. As soon as our featured musical artist got to the place where he was getting ready to rock and roll, Mr. Bob Dylan, I cut him off, which is a bad thing to do. But hey, talk to us about your history in real estate, Dave. Talk to us. What makes Dave Best?
Yeah.
Dave Best from a real estate standpoint.
So this will only take about a half hour.
That's right. We got about 7 minutes.
About 20 years ago, I get into the real estate world.
Yep.
And I started out with a small developer, and we were doing new home construction, and you know, they had their own portfolio properties. So you know, we're doing office buildings and flex buildings. We're building these. So we're buying the land. We're running through the governmental approvals. We're putting in the, you know, the infrastructure. So product acquisition, disposition, leasing, you know, these are my, you know, I have a wide breadth of real estate. And that's how I got in. And then, you know, as I came to, hey, what's going on in my world from a control standpoint, and am I controlling my career? And, you know, I'm with this small developer. It was great, but I think I wanted a little bit more. So I started doing some, you know, my work on researching, and I looked at many different brokers. I looked at the one you were at.
Uh-huh.
You are at, please.
You looked at a REMAX, okay. And,
yeah, and but eventually what I did is there was a new model coming into town at that time. Was Keller Williams back in, you know, this is 2005.
Right.
So I started that off with 13 agents, and we got going, and, you know, made it through the economic crisis. You know, so many people were
the market was a little tough.
Yeah,
the market was a little tough from 2008 to 2012, right?
Tad, but, you know, we came through, and you know, fortunately, as so many did come through it, and came through on the other side of that, doing great. So there I was, you know, last year, just very happy. And suddenly the EXP, you know, world was introduced to me. And Cleve, you know, you and I talked. There's a book that I love, and I don't know if you referenced it on the show, but Blink, Malcolm Gladwell.
Yep, I've read it. We've never talked about it on the show, but that is a good book.
Recommend it to everybody. And, you know, it's about that unconscious premonition and thin slicing. I got to tell you, within 10 minutes of listening to this, you know, to this thing about EXP, I think I intuitively knew this is where real estate's going, and you know, I need to be a part of it. My thought was, I remember thinking, you know, I own a Blockbuster, and Netflix is already streaming into my house.
That's an interesting analogy. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. We've got Dave Best of EXP Realty in Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan on the line with us. If you're listening and you're in those areas and want to learn more about the EXP Realty concept, his number is 216-214-3813. Let me just give it to you one more time. 216-214-3813. That is the correct number, right, Dave?
It is, yeah. And I would add to that also,
yes,
you know, Cleve, even if you're not in those areas but you want to hear more, call me, and I'll get you going to get you to the people you need to be with.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk to us about how EXP Realty is different than all the other real estate companies out there. What makes it different?
Yeah. Well, you know, we use some words that, you know, we look at ourselves as a disruptive technology that is first to market.
So, Dave, I have to.
What's first to market? Well, think of first to market. Think of your Apple iPhone.
Yep.
Right? First to market. Your pharmaceuticals come in first to market. Kleenex, right?
Right.
And then what's the disruptive technology? So, you know, I just referenced Netflix and how they, you know, they took Blockbuster, you know, down. And if you, and that's a great business story for your listeners to go check that out. You know, Google the Netflix Blockbuster relationship and what happened there. But, you know, think of Amazon Prime. You know,
yes,
this week I had my wife's birthday. We bought her a bike, and I had a bike rack for the car delivered to the house from Prime, and I have a Traeger grill, so I got my wood pellets, the smoker, delivered from Prime.
That sort of disrupted Walmart's business, right?
I beg your pardon?
I said it disrupted Walmart's business.
Absolutely. Well, think about Sears, Kmart, on and on and on.
Yep.
Right? And by the way, we were laughing the other night. I'm sitting in my chair watching Netflix, streaming Netflix, while these, you know, products are being ordered.
So
Uber is another example of disruptive technology. So that's where EXP is.
So EXP is a real estate company that doesn't have bricks and mortar in the particular state, or they do, but it's limited to whatever the state requires. So they save money for agents, and agents sort of operate in a virtual world. I mean, is that a good description?
That's really not too shabby. That's pretty good, yeah. So we have it's a cloud-based campus. So in that cloud, and you go in and you operate as an avatar in the cloud, and you're engaged with all of the support you need. So at every level, whether you're a new agent, if there's transaction administration, there's marketing, there's peer-to-peer, there's mentoring programs, team and broker, So all of that can occur in the cloud. And then we also have teams, you know, Cleve, you have a real estate team, very successful, great team that you do there. So some of our teams still want to have a small brick and mortar office. We're just changing it from a large franchise or old fashioned brick and mortar large office world.
And then I would assume that the benefit of that is without all the bricks and mortar cost, a lot of that money can be put back in the pockets of the agents through higher commission rates, through some type of profit sharing or something
like
that.
And it seems nice because they have the opportunity that they could make their home their office, so they could work from home.
Essentially. They can. That's right.
Absolutely. So now you think of all of the efficiencies that creates in your own life, in your own world, and what you're trying to achieve in your life. And then, Cleve, you know, to your point, you know, so you look back to RE/MAX. RE/MAX was really the last disruptive model that came into real estate. And that was in 1983, and they changed the world with, you know, their commission model.
Absolutely.
They still delivered excellent service, and that's imperative. That's number one. That's what has to happen is for a real estate professional. They have to deliver world-class customer service to their client, right? RE/MAX is able to do it, and they paid their agents better.
Hey, Dave.
KW came in. And
Dave, I hate to do this, buddy.
Yes,
I could talk to you forever. We are coming up on a hard break, so Alfie and I have got to go to a commercial. Will you come back in the next couple of weeks, and we'll continue our conversation about EXP?
I would absolutely love that.
You've been listening.
Alfie, keep rolling with the music.
You've been listening to Dave Best, EXP Realty, Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan. If you need to reach him, 216-214-3813. Alfie and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, Northcrest and Doraville will be featured in the Lowdown on the Hood segment, and we're going to talk about something awful where a seller removed TV brackets, and they shouldn't have, and we're going to give the buyer some recommendations on what to do now. Stick with us, because we're coming back. Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160 WCFO, Atlanta's Talk of the Town, featuring a little more music from Bob Dylan. Alfie likes Bob Dylan, right?
Yeah, I do. He's good.
We appreciate you sticking with us
he's
during the break.
One of the reasons I like him so much is he's easy to do karaoke to because, you know, you don't need to, you know, the lyrics.
You sing any words you want.
Right.
Just hum and sing any words you want.
And it sounds just about right.
If you need to reach us during the show, 770-497-0000 is the number to call, or you can visit us online at gogaddis.com. That's gogaddis.com. Each week we spotlight one specific Metro Atlanta neighborhood to call out critical changes in market pricing and to discuss other important market information to help you identify unique opportunities in that specific area. This week we're highlighting North Crest, which is
Doraville.
It is north of Shambly Tucker Road.
Okay.
It is to the east of I-85. So
gotcha.
South of 285, right in that little corner, if you will. And anyway, this whole segment, we're featuring Northcrest in our Lowdown on the Hood segment, and it's designed really just to give you a good overall picture of where the market was at its all-time high before, how low it got, and where the market is today. And this neighborhood, Northcrest, is a little bit unusual in that prices dropped quickly, and then they held fairly firm, you know, all the way through 2016. Well, we'll give you the numbers here so you can see how it works. In 2007, the average sales price in the neighborhood was $249,700. By 2008, dropped Alfie to $203,298, so dropped 19% in 1 year. Now, they hovered around 259, 241, 241. Then in 2012, dropped to 213,000 on average. But year-to-date in 2017, the average sales price in the neighborhood is $345,900. So they dropped 19% and then up 41%. So when we do that 100 scale that you like so much for us to do, 2007 is represented by the number 100. 2008 represented by the number 81, down 19%. 2017 represented by the number 139. So 39% higher in 2017, Alfie, than prices were in 2007. There's currently five homes available for sale in the neighborhood, ranging from a low asking price of $255,000 to a high asking price of $375,000. There is 2.07 months worth of inventory available for sale, which means that is a seller's market. Anything less than 4 months worth of inventory is a seller's market. 4 and 5 months is a buyer's market, a balanced market, excuse me, and over 5 months is a buyer's market. There's about 500 homes in the neighborhood, which means homeowner equity from 2008 to 2017, Alfie, is up $67,322,776, just to be specific. Pleasant Dale is the elementary school. Henderson is the middle school, and Lakeside is the high school. Lakeside gets a school chimp score of 76. If you're actually interested in getting the lowdown on your own neighborhood, our free market snapshot is really just what the doctor ordered. It's like getting a monthly bank statement on your home's value emailed right to your inbox, and getting one is easy. Just sign up now at gogaddis.com. That's GOGADDIS.com. Click on the Home Values and ATL tab. It'll take less than 30 seconds. And Alfie, it will ensure, if you're listening, you are the local smarty. Your neighbors will most certainly be jealous. Just go to gogaddis.com, GOGADDIS.com, and sign up. Interesting information on those subdivisions, right, Alfie?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's amazing. Can you imagine homeowner equity going up $67 million in that neighborhood?
That's crazy.
Next week, we're going to feature Palisades in Alpharetta, Fulton County. So if you live in that area, you definitely want to tune in to next week's show. We talked about the school chimp rating for North Crest, and that is a school chimp rating of 76. If you don't want to monkey around with your kids' education or the impact schools have on home values, you need to download a free school chimp report. Just visit gogaddis.com, GOGADDIS.com. Click on the school chimp link, answer a few questions, and it will prepare for you a fully customized school chimp report, which will give you a school ranking system, which we use our proprietary algorithm to rank the schools. Very, very accurate. But it's going to also give you all the other demographic information you'd like to know about that area, the percentage of homeowners versus renters, the average household income, the educational attainment by parents, the average sales prices, and all other market data all the way back to 2007. It's simple to get one. GoGaddis.com, GOGADDIS.com, and click on the school chimp link. We didn't talk about this before because I forgot. I was supposed to have done it in the second segment. You know, Alfie, every Tuesday morning I'm a guest on The Morning Ride with Larry Larson, AM 1690, which is News Talk 1160's sister station. Mm-hmm. And Larry and I are supposed to talk about 8 or 10 minutes about real estate every Tuesday morning. It typically lasts about 15 or 16 minutes because he loves our conversations. But if you've never listened to The Morning Ride with Larry Larson, AM 1690, he's on from 6, I believe. No, he's not on from 6 o'clock. I think he's on. He might be on from 6 till 10 every single day. I think he's on from 6 to 10. Larry does a great job with the show. AM 1690, you can listen to me on his show every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. If you're out there and you're planning to buy a home sometime in the next month or two and you're starting to look for a good site or the best site to use to search for listings for sale, we recommend SureMLS.com, S-U-R-E. MLS.com, SUREMLS.com. You'll get more listings than Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com, more accurate information by far. We had a person call in looking for a home for sale, Alfie, that we looked at, and it had closed last November, and it was still advertised as active for sale on Zillow, which is really quite amazing. But we recommend SureMLS.com for your searching needs. Most accurate information, and certainly all the most up-to-date information. Kelvin and Amy in Buford write in. We did the walkthrough last night on a home we were supposed to buy tomorrow. Now, this question came in a week ago. The oven, it says the over, is filthy. The oven is filthy, and the seller removed all the TV mounting brackets. We want them back. What to do? Well, it depends on what condition the oven was in when you saw it in the first place. You certainly could have refused to close until they cleaned up the oven, but if it was indeed dirty in the first place, then they might argue that they're giving it to you in the same condition you found it. But in Georgia, a TV mounting bracket, because it's generally screwed to the home,
right,
or screwed into the wall studs, it's considered to be a fixture of the home, and those should, unless the seller's disclosure disclosed that the seller's plan to remove those. But I will tell you, if you're buying a home and you've already closed and there was some stuff missing, Kelvin and Amy, there might not be a whole lot you can do about it. Certainly talk to your real estate agent if you had one and see if they can do something to help you. But it's at this point, you might just need to get your own mounting brackets, TV mounting brackets, and sort of move on from there. If you're listening and you're thinking, hey, I don't want to be in that scenario, if something is wrong with your home, don't close on it until it's fixed. Because I promise you, if your agent, if you had a buyer's agent call the night before closing and said, hey, look, we don't plan to close until you get the oven clean and you get those TV mounting brackets back, you probably would be surprised at how quickly they would get those TV mounting brackets back in the house and give the home a quick cleanup. Alfie, as you know, we think the average home seller in Atlanta sells their home for about $16,000 less than they should.
Correct.
And less than they could. And we don't think you should leave that money on the table. If you're planning to sell your Metro Atlanta home in the next 90 days, you don't need a Zestimate from Zillow or a CMA like most real estate agents would provide, or even an appraisal. You need a customized maximum value plan, which is a kick butt, no holds barred plan for getting top dollar for your home. It's normally a $799 fee, but you can get one absolutely for free. That's right, for no charge at all. We will give you an analysis. It's not designed to be influenced by what the average sales price of a home in your area is, but we're going to use some special software, the same stuff that the big Wall Street firms use like Invitation Homes and Blackstone to determine where they should invest, and also the big banks like Bank of America and Wells Fargo use to determine what direction is our property values going in a certain area. We will use that same software to give you the advantage of knowing exactly what the big banks and the Wall Street firms know. To get one for free, just be one of the first five people to call 770-497-0000, and we'll prepare a customized maximum value plan for you at absolutely no charge. Again, the first five people to call 770-497-0000. As always, Alfie and I have appreciated you investing another hour of your time with us in the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. We'll be back same time, same channel next week, and we look forward to talking to you then.
Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around.